Chapter 7, Nephrology. Topic 12, Infections. In this discussion, we will delve into the topic of cystitis, a common urinary tract infection of the bladder. Starting with the risk factors, individuals with a shorter distance from the anus to the urethra, such as females, are at a higher risk of developing cystitis. Other significant risk factors include the presence of an indwelling urinary catheter, benign prostatic hyperplasia, neurogenic bladder, and recent genitourinary procedures. Moving on to the clinical presentation, patients with cystitis commonly report symptoms such as a burning sensation during urination, increased frequency and urgency of urination, and suprapubic pain. Some patients may also experience blood in the urine and, less commonly, fever. To diagnose cystitis, a urinalysis is typically performed, which may show positive results for nitrites and leukocyte esterase, indicating the presence of bacteria and white blood cells in the urine. In more detailed diagnostics, a urine culture can identify the specific type of bacteria causing the infection, which is critical for targeted treatment. Management of cystitis aims to eradicate the offending bacterial pathogen, most commonly gram-negative rods such as E. coli. In outpatient settings, treatment options include amoxicillin, which covers organisms like Enterococcus that are more commonly seen following genitourinary procedures and is safe for use during pregnancy. Other antibiotics such as nitrofurantoin, trimethoprim sulfamethoxazole, and fosfomycin are also commonly used based on patient-specific factors and local antibiotic resistance patterns. In cases requiring hospitalization, intravenous antibiotics such as ceftriaxone or ciprofloxacin may be used. Finally, it is crucial to be aware of the complications associated with cystitis, with pyelonephritis being the most serious. Pyelonephritis is an infection that ascends to the kidneys and can lead to more severe symptoms and complications, necessitating more aggressive treatment. Moving on to pyelonephritis. Pyelonephritis typically begins as a lower urinary tract infection that ascends to the kidney. This ascending infection is predominantly caused by the same organisms as cystitis, with gram-negative rods, particularly E. coli, being the most common pathogens. While less common, there is also a possibility for pyelonephritis to spread via the bloodstream, though this hematogenous route is much less likely than direct ascension from the bladder. The signs and symptoms of pyelonephritis are similar to those of cystitis, including urinary frequency, urgency, and dysuria, but with the addition of systemic symptoms such as fever, chills, and particularly telltale costovertebral angle tenderness, which differentiates it from simple cystitis. The diagnosis of pyelonephritis is primarily clinical, but can be supported by additional diagnostics. A urinalysis is typically consistent with a urinary tract infection and may show bacteria, white blood cells, and positive markers such as nitrites and leukocyte esterase. Imaging studies like computed tomography of the abdomen and pelvis may show signs of infection in the kidney such as edematous kidneys or perinephric stranding. Management of pyelonephritis depends on the severity of the condition and whether the patient can manage treatment at home. For outpatient treatment, oral antibiotics such as ciprofloxacin are often prescribed. In more severe cases requiring hospitalization, intravenous antibiotics such as ceftriaxone are administered. If there is a high suspicion of infection caused by multidrug-resistant organisms, additional coverage with antibiotics like carbapenems for extended-spectrum beta-lactamase-producing organisms and vancomycin for methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus may be necessary. Complications of pyelonephritis can be severe and include perinephric abscess and emphysematous pyelonephritis, which are conditions that require immediate attention. These complications should be suspected if a patient fails to respond to initial treatment, exhibiting persistent high blood pressure or fevers. Further evaluation typically involves more detailed renal imaging, such as renal ultrasound or computed tomography of the abdomen and pelvis, along with urological consultation